service. So you just imagine that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, highly responsible position in India, and raising a family. Subhak Swami, how many children did Bhaktivinoda Thakur have?
12.
Raising a family, and also practicing his spiritual practices, and I think his schedule was that he would go to bed something like at 10, maybe like 9 or 10 o'clock and get up at 12, and then write so many books, and then be so expert in his duties. Someone can also confirm this, that I heard that when he wanted to retire here, the British government was so in anxiety about his service that they were considering or maybe did build a special railway. They built some railway. They so valuable. But all those qualities that he had were given by Krishna and manifest simply to spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 1896, which was the year that Srila Prabhupada was born, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's first book in English was distributed. He sent around the world McGill University, the Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya, and that book was found by one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples in the library there, the same year that Srila Prabhupada was born. So this is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It'd be very nice, I don't have here, if anybody had any of his wonderful writings. Of course, we are also chanting so many of his songs. So we owe everything to the Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so we can come here and in a mood of Sharanagati. He wrote many songs, Sharanagati, in a mood of submission, a mood of surrender. We can pray here for his mercy that we can help fulfill his vision to build Mayapur city and serve our own Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Om Premanandi. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's just, he just wants to eat some more mangoes so he can spill out. Ecstasy just looking at it.
Om Akana I just wanted to take something Senator Marsh had mentioned and stress it a little bit more. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of his contributions was sending that book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Life and Precepts. But that was the start of preaching through literature in the Western language, English language. And that's our main focus. Through the distribution of writing and distribution of transcendental literature, everything happens. The Kirtan party, which is so much appreciated, can be heard for some distance, but the distribution of literature is heard all over the world. So it's certified as Brihat Mridanga, Big Mridanga party. This book, it was sent. Bhaktivinoda Thakur thought very carefully about how to put Lord Chaitanya's mission in a very reasonable and intelligible form. Then he sent it to so many places, that library is one place, and he said two leading respectable people. So that's our movement. How to take this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, put it into books, and distribute those books in different countries all over the world. This, and at the same time, that builds my effort. The books go out, cash comes in, the city goes up. That's everything.
So next stop is Surikunj, which is also Bhaktivinod Thakur related place, where Subhag Maharaj will talk. Read from the book or something? Right? You'll be using that scripture of Bhaktivinod Thakur, the Navadip Mahatmya, and he'll speak. That's not far from here. And just a few minutes walk down this street. And then we go to the hospital. There's no ambulance there.
I'll go to the hospital.
You know where we are, why we are going to hospital. Okay, so we're chanting of Jai Sachinandan. We also had to see that place. Yeah, right. We also see that place, but going in groups only. Now there's a box here, wedding, empty. Nothing in there. So put something in here.
Bara sukher khabar ga, bara sukher khabar ga.
Jata bhakta vrindavashe, jata bhakta vrindavashe,
jata
bhakta vrindavashe, jata bhakta vrindavashe,
Oh, my God.
badnaam kin me bhai
badnaam kin me bhai badnaam kin me bhai
are jodinaam kin me bhai badnaam kin me bhai
badnaam kin me bhai badnaam kin me bhai
amar sanghe chala maha janer kache jai
amar sanghe chala maha janer kache jai
amar sanghe chala maha janer kache Krishna naam, tumi kinve Krishna
naam, tumi kinve Krishna naam,
are tumi kinve Krishna naam, tumi kinve Krishna naam,
tumi kinve Krishna naam, tumi kinve Krishna naam,
are dostare laye vaya me puna beka,
dostare laye vaya me puna beka. Krishna Shikha, Dhan Shuddha Krishna Shikha, Dhan Shuddha Krishna
Shikha, Dhan Shuddha Krishna Shikha,
Dhan
Shuddha Krishna Shikha, Dhan Shuddha Krishna Shikha, Dhan Shuddha Krishna Shikha, Dhan Shuddha Krishna Shikha,
Bhakti
Vinod Dake Kaar, Bhakti Vinod Dake Kaar,
Bhakti Vinod Dake Kaar,
Nitai Chade Charan Vina, Nahi Koi Yatra,
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 Bara Shukher Khabar Gaar, Bara Shukher Khabar Gaar,
Khabar
ಪುಣ್ಯತೆ ನಮರ ಕುಲಸೆ
ಗುರಾಮಿ ಪುಣ್ಯತೆ
ನಮರ ಕುಲಸೆ ಕೋದನಿ ತಾ
ಕೋದನಿ ತಾ ಕೋದನಿ ತಾ
ಕೋದನಿ ತಾ ಕೋದನಿ ತಾ
ಕೋದನಿ ತಾ ಕೋದನಿ ತಾ
বড় সুখের খবর গাই আই এম টেলিং ইউ সাম সিক্রেট হুইচ উইল মেক ইউ ভেরি হ্যাপি দ্যাট সুরভি কুঞ্জতে নামের হাট খুলেছে খোদ নিতায় লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ হিমসেলফ ডাইরেক্টলি ওপেন এ মার্কেট হোয়ার ওয়ান ক্যান বাই দ্য নেম ইন আদার ওয়ার্ডস ওয়ান ক্যান গেট দ্য হোলি নেম of the Lord. The only price is the Shraddha Mulle Shuddha Naam Shai Hatete Bikai. If anybody want to buy that name of the Lord, it is sold in Shraddha, depending on your degree or purity or quality of your faith. One can get it. Jato Bhakta Vrindavasi Adhikari Dekhe Naam Bichche Dar Kosha Koshi. So, they are great devotees are here, always they are watching. People, those who come here, want to become pure devotees, they can get, depending on the price they can give, the price is the eligibility to or adhikari dekhe, seeing his eligibility, naam bechche dar kosha koshi. They are bargaining. With the great souls. Jodi naam kinme bhai, if you want to get the pure name, amar sange cholo, mahajaner kache jai. Let us go to those mahajan, those who are always staying here. Tumi kinbe Krishna naam, dostri loibo ami. You will get the Krishna naam, but dostri loibo ami. I will take the price. Huh? Puno habe,
commission.
Come. All right, commission is better one. Thank you very much. Yeah. This is a common one. Yeah? Puno habe kam, manus kam. Your desire will be fulfilled simply by chanting pure name of the Lord. Baro dayal Nityananda. Nityananda Babu is the most, he is the kindest of all. Shuddha matra loye than Param Ananda. If somebody has faith, pure faith loye than Param Ananda, in the words of Nityananda, then he can attain the supreme bliss by the mercy of Nityananda. Agbar dekhle chokhe jol, Gaur bole nitai den sokol sambol. Whatever the treasure Nityananda has, if somebody chants the name of Gauranga with tears in his eyes, at once he can buy Nityananda and Nityananda can give him all the treasure he has. Very sweet actually. Then Shuddha Krishna Shikha. He teaches him how to execute Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness purely and develop love of Krishna. Jati, dhan, vidya bal, na kare apekha. Doesn't matter which caste, creed he comes from, or his wealth, or his education, irrespective of all these things, he doesn't consider all this. Omuni chhare maya jal. The moment somebody cries, chanting the name of Gauranga, at once he becomes free from the nescience, from the clutches of maya. Griha thako, bane thako. Whether you are a householder, or whether you are a brahmachari, vanaprastha, or sannyasi, na thake janjal. You become free from all contamination.
and naiko Kali bhai. Now you become fearless of the effect or the influence of Kali. Achondale, then nam Nitai Dwayamaya. Nityananda is the most kindest of all. And even up to one who is on the platform, one who is even come from the dog eater's family, he even can get the pure love of Gauranga. Bhakti Vinod Daki Koi, Bhakti Vinod, that is why he is calling everybody. Nitai Chade Charan Mira Annahi Asray. There is no shelter like taking shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda. Didn't
see? Hmm?
That is the meaning of that song. Excuse me, my English is not good, but I tried my best.
Question. The song explained that he began a marketplace at Surabhi Kunj.
Yeah. Yeah? Surabhi Kunja, yeah. Surabhi Kunja te namir hat khuleche. I already say here, he opened the marketplace of holy name. Yes. But I didn't mention Surabhi Kunja. Thank you very much for drawing attention. Next. Surabhi Kunja.
Wait, he's going to talk about this.
We will talk about this. Surabhi is the cow from the spiritual world. Surabhi. We know Brahma Samhita. That Surabhi is mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lakshmi Sahasrastra Samhita. Surabhi Abhipalayantam. Hmm? So again, we read from the glories of Navadvip Dham, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is telling that, describing as Nityananda Babu, as we are doing now, guided by His Holiness Jagannath Swami, we are fortunate with all other exalted Vaishnavas. So Nityananda Babu showed this. He took Jiva Goswami and was showing him. With him also was Sivas Thakur and other Vaishnavas, Bhamsi Badan and others. So already I told that he went, as you are traveling, from Subarna Bihar, then he went to Harihar Khetra, as it is described here. Then he is showing that from there he came here, Nityananda Babu. He is telling, exactly I am translating. Gadi Gacha Game Poichilo Asi. Tathaya Asiya Kohilo Hasi. This place is called Gadi Gacha. Gacha means tree. So, Tathaya Asiya Kohilo Hasi, smilingly, Nityananda Babu is telling them, especially Jiva Goswami. Godrum namete edip hoy, Surabhi satato ekhani roy. This place previously used to call Godrum, this island. Surabhi satato ek. The Surabhi cows always resides here, the spiritual cow. Krishna maya bashe, Devendra jabe, bhashay gokul, nij gaurabe. We know in Krishna book we have read that when Devendra, that means Indra, king of heaven, was in influence of material energy, maya, he challenged Krishna by overflooding, you know, that incident, the whole of Gokula, because Nanda Maharaj, by the advice of Krishna, stopped doing jagga performing of Indra. And Indra ordered the clouds to inundate and the whole of Gokula. He is mentioning that one. At that time, Govardhan Giri Dharya Hari Rokhila Gokul Jatana Kuri. With much care and love and affection, Govardhan Giri, Krishna held the Govardhan and this way saved all the Gokula and the resident devotees of Krishna. Indriya Dhatpa Churna Hoile Par Sachipati Chine Saranga Dhar. And Indra then came to his senses and come to know that who is he. That means he realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this way, you could understand that his pride was crushed by Krishna. Nij aparad marjantare parilo Krishna charana dhare. he asks forgiveness from Krishna, so that Krishna forgives him, he fell down at the feet of Lord Krishna, mentioning that time. Dayar Samudra Nanda Tanay, darling of Nanda Maharaj, he is the ocean of mercy, Krishna. Khomila Indere Dilo Abhay, he forgave Indra and said, don't be afraid. Because he made committed offense. Tathapi Indra Rahila Bhai. Still, Indra was afraid. Surabhi Nikote Tokhan Koy. Then he came to Surabhi, the cow here was residing, and told him, Krishna Ilamui Bhujite Nari. I can't understand Krishna. Aparad Mamo Hoila Bhuri. And that is why I committed offense at the lotus feet of Krishna. Sunechi Kolite Bhajanda Suto Kuribe Nodia Lila Adhuto. I heard in the age of Kali, the darling of Braja, he will appear in Nadia and show it, display his wonderful transcendental pastimes. Pache se samay mohito habo aparadhi puna hoye rahibo. In case at that time I again commit offense at his lotus feet, being illusion, tumi to Surabhi sakalo jano. You know everything, my dear Shiravi. Karo ekhon tar vidhan. Please do something for me. Now, Shiravi boilo, chalo ho jai, Navadvip dhame bhojinita nimai. Now, come and let us go together to Navadvip dham and serve from now on nimai. Devendra Shiravi, hethai asi, king of the demigods, Indra and the Shiravi, then came to this place, Gauranga Bhajan Kailabasi. They stayed here and started serving Gauranga. Gauranga Bhajan Sahajoti Sahajotahar Phal Vitati. It is very easy to serve Lord Chaitanya or Gauranga, and very easily one can get the result also. Gauranga Boliya Krandana Kare Gauranga Darshan Hai Shattare. One who cries and chants the holy name of Gauranga, Gauranga, he easily Gauranga manifest to him. Kiba apurup rupalabuni dekhilo Gauranga pratimakhani. When they were doing like that, one day they saw the matchless beauty of Gauranga and his form. Adhuadu hasi borodurup, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was smiling, who gives easily the boon to his devotee. Preme gado gado rasir kub, he is full of rasa, or he is just like a well of transcendental bliss. Hashya bolen thakur more, the Lord smiled and told me, janinu basuna amitor, I know your desire. Alpo din ache prakotakal, very soon I will appear in this place, Chaitanya is saying to Indra and Surabhi. Nodiya nagare dekhibo bhal Selila Samare Sebibi More. At that time you will serve me here. Maya Jal Ar Nadhare Ture, and you will become free from Maya. Etu Voli Prabhu Adrishahai. Saying this, Lord, giving this boon to Indra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from his vision. Surabhi Sundari Tathai Roy Asatya Nikate Rohila Devi. That Surabhi, beautiful Surabhi, cow, stayed there. Asatya Nikate Rohila Devi. Near there is a Asatya tree.
In this place?
There is a Asatya tree used to be here. We can see now. Nirantar Gaur Charana Sevi Godrindip to Hoilo Nam. From that time, this place, because cow was residing, this place name was Godruma. Like to remind you, go means cow and drum means tree. From that, it was named like this, Godruma. Hethai Purai Bhagato Kam Hethai Kutir Badhya Bhaje Anayase Gaur Charni Maje. Who lives here very humbly, making a small hut, saying, and serving Gauranga, easily he finds all his desires are fulfilled soon. Ehi Dipe Kabhu Mrikanda Suta Pralaya Achilo katha adbhuta. There is a story long, long ago, thousands of years ago, Markandeya Rishi, there is a story about Markandeya Rishi here. Shatkalpa ayu pailo muni, pralaya baro vipada goni. Considering the pralaya, devastation, when there is a devastation in this universe, considering this, he got a boon from somebody. It is not mentioned here. Shat kalpa, seven kalpa. Jalamay hoilo samasta sthan, when the whole universe was inundated, kotha ba rohibo kare sandhan. Then he is thinking, where shall I take shelter? Where shall I go? Markandeya Rishi thinking like that. Bhashya bhashya choliya jai, keno heno bor lohinu hai. I am thinking, why I ask for such a boon to live so long? Now I am floating here, floating there. Solo cross matra nodiya dham. This nodiya is 16 cross. I think 1 cross is 2 miles. So solo cross is 8 miles. 32. Thank you. 32. Jagya bhakote dai bisram jale tarange bhasyamuni. Agyan huya paryamuni. The sage Markandeya Rishi then once became senseless, fainted, because he is always floating here, floating there, got exhausted. Mahakripa kori surabhitai jatane munire hetha uthai. Now Surabhi is always there, the cow Surabhi, spiritual cow. So seeing him, the sage, unconscious, with care she picked the sage up and placed him here in this island. Sombit lobhya mrikanda suta, son of Nikanda, Markandeya Rishi, when he came to his senses, dekhilo Godrim Deep Adbhut. He saw the wonderful island called Godruma, this place. Shatokoti krosh vistar sthan nad nadi shobha prakashman. It is, the whole area is shatokoti, 100 crore, krosha. That means 200 square mile, krosha. White. Nad nadi shobha prakashman. There are so many rivers, full of rivers. Torulata kato shobha pai. There are so many creepers and trees. Pokkigan gai Sri Gaura gatha. Here the birds, when they are chirping, actually they are glorifying Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his pastime. Jojon vistar ashatta hera. There is long, long. One jojon may be 8 miles. So there is a tree which is very wide like this, Jojon Vistar, Ashwatha tree. The Surabhi cow is telling the great sage Markandeya Rishi, showing him the huge tree expanding some Jojon, many some miles wide. Surabhi ke tatha darshan karo, hudhai akul muni takhan Surabhi prati bale vachan. At that time Markandeya Rishi was exhausted, tired and very, very hungry. He told Surabhi cow, tumi to bhagavati rakho pran, you come from the spiritual world, please save my life, give me some milk. Surabhi tokhon sadoy hoy piailo dugdho monire loy. Then Surabhi give the sage the nice tasty milk to drink. Sabal hoya nikanda suta Surabhir prati kahay puna. Again the sage told, when he became a little strong, he told the Surabhi, tumi bhagavati jonani mon, you are like my mother, tumar maya jagat bhor, whole world is influenced by you. Nabuji ami loechi bor saptu kalpo jib hoy amar. I am almost like immortal because I live. My duration of life is sapta kalpa, seven kalpa. Pralaya samaye barai dukh, nanabidha klesh nahi kusuk. I don't find happiness. It is only distress to live so long. Ki kori jonani bologo more, please help me. You tell me what I should do now. Kisheba jaibe e dukh tore. How can I become free from this misery, miserable life, so long? Surabhi takhon bolilo bani. Then Mother Surabhi told him, Bhajahasi Gauranga Pad Dukhani, the lotus feet of Gauranga, please worship the lotus feet of Gauranga.
Hari Hari Va.
ei navadvip prakritir par, this navadvip dham is transcendental to the material nature. Kabhu nash nahi hoy ihar. When the whole world is inundated, this navadvip dham remains manifest. Charma chokhe ya soro krosh param vaikunta sada nirdosh. It is free from all contamination. It is the supreme vaikunta. One with material vision cannot see it. Apragito desh kal ekhane, here time, here all the places is transcendental. Jaro maya keba keho nahi jane. Whoever lives here, he is never influenced by the material nature. Navadvipe dekho apurboti chaidike bera biroja sati. It is surrounded by the biroja. You know, when you live about the description in the spiritual world, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, beyond the material world, there is a river called Biroja, or sometimes called causal ocean. Biroja means, in order to explain little to you, Raja, also we know that there are three modes of material nature. The inner meaning is, Raja also mode of goodness. So unless somebody at least go beyond mode of passion and goodness, he cannot come to the spiritual platform. The inner meaning of this is this. But actually one wants to know Radha Krishna, he has to go beyond even mode of goodness. He has to come to uncontaminated goodness. That is called Vishuddha Satya, or called Vasudev Satya. So Krishna was born and his father was called Vasudeva. This is the inner meaning. Anyway, let us go. Satakoti kros pratyakha khanda madhya mayapur nagar ganda. This is satakoti kros, the whole area. Because we don't have spiritual vision, we cannot see. It is unlimitedly vast area. And the center of this is Mayapur Dham. Astadal Astadipir Man, the eight islands are like the eight petals of a lotus. And the center, Antardip Tar Keshar Sthan, and Antardip, or Mayapur, where Mayapur is situated, is just like the, what do you call, kernel? Center of the lotus. Kurl. Hurl. 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 Sorry, H is silent. W. Sarvatittha, Sarvadevata Rishi, all the greatest sages reside here. All the place of pilgrimage are here. Gauranga Bhajiche, Hethayavoshi. Personification of all this Tirtha are residing here and always chanting Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga.
This is Mother Surabhi is describing to Markandeya Rishi. Tumi Markandeya Gaurpat Ashray Karaha Jani Sampat. You Markandeya Rishi, consider the lotus feet of Gauranga as your shelter and the treasure of your life and reside here and serve Gauranga. Akoitava dharma asray karo, become free from all pretensions and render pure devotional service. Give up bhukti, sense gratification, give up mukti, sudhira dhara, kick them out. For dayal gauranga bhajan asray vale, by taking shelter at the lotus feet of gauranga, madhur premato lobhi phale. Very easily you can get conjugal love of Radha Krishna. Shei prem jabe hidaye boshe, bhashay bilash kolar roshe. Braje Radhapad asray hoy, jugal shebay manus hoy. When you take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu here, then one day they will come, you will get also the lotus feet, shelter of Radharani in Vrindavan. And you can serve them. Jugal shebay manus roy. If you have the desire, one day Radharani will fulfill that. Shebai Sukato Atul Jana. There is unlimited Seva there. Service there. Abhed Nirmane Apartogan Surabhi Vachan Sunyamuni Korojore Kore Balyamuni. At once that Markandeya Rishi, when he learned this from their mother Surabhi, he folded his hand and told Mother Surabhi, Sri Gauranga Charan Bhajiva Jabe Amar Addishto Kothaya Rabe. When I will serve Gauranga's lotus feet, what will be my fate? Please tell me. Śrīmati kahilo siddhānta sār, the essence of all, the conclusion of the scripture. Śrī Gauranga bhajane nahi vichār. In serving Gauranga, there is not that many rules and regulations. Śrī Gaur boliya dākilo jabe, samasta karam vināś habe. If somebody from the core of his heart chants, Gauranga, samasta karma vināś habe. At once he will become free from the result of his fruitive work. Kichu nahi rabe, vipākār, there won't be any hindrance in devotional service. Ghuchive tumār bhava-saṅśār, you will become free from the material existence, from the clutches of material existence. Karma, kene, eka gyaner phal. Why? From the result of fruitive activity only. Even from whatever philosophical speculation you did before, and the result, and the attachment, ghuchive somule hoye bikal. All these things will be uprooted from your heart the moment you say, Gauranga, Gauranga! Tumi to majibe Gauranga rase, then you will become absorbed in love of Gauranga. Bhojibe tahare edibe bose, and you will get service of Lord Gauranga in this island. Markandeya suni anande bhase, Gaur boli kade kakhono hase. Then Markandeya muni was in ecstasy. Sometimes he cries, sometimes he laughs wildly, and he was in bliss. He was inundated in transcendental bliss. Ehi dekhe jīv apurva sthān. Then Nityānanda Prabhu is telling Jīva Goswāmī, my dear Jīva, now see, that is the wonderful, wonderful island and the place we are here now, where you are sitting. Markandeya jathā pailo prāṇ. Where Markandeya got life, his life, that means seed of devotional service. Gauranga mohima nitai mukhe suni jīv bhāse paramo sukhe. When Jīva Goswāmī heard this thing from the lips of Nityānanda Mahāprabhu, the glories of Gauranga, he enjoyed supreme bliss. Sesthāne sedhin japon kori, spending the day in this place, Jīva Goswāmī with Nityānanda and Śrīvās Thakur, Madhya Dīpe chale boliya hari. Then he loudly chanted, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
And started for Madhya Dīp. That is another dīp. From here, we should go. Tomorrow, you will go there. Nitai Jannava Charunshar, the essence of all devotional service of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is humbly saying, I am, who is a wretched fellow. My only essence of my process of all my devotional services, meditate on the lotus feet of Mother Jannava, the Shakti of Nityananda and Nityananda Prabhu. It's very sweet, this song. Nitai Jannava Charan Shar Janiya Bhukati Vinod Shar Nitai Adesh Mastake Dhari Nadiya Mohima Varnana Kare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is saying that I am describing the glories of Nadiya by accepting the order of Lord Nityananda. Here it ends. Thank you very much.
Do you want Maharaj to go with us?
Yeah, he must come. Yeah. Yeah.
Bhakt Maharaj ki
jai! Yeah.
Samveda Bhakta Vinda ki
jai! Yeah.
Bol! Rami Sundya ki
jai! Yeah.
There's one cow there, you could see. A Surabhi cow stays eternally in this kunj. Indra went back to his abode, heavenly abode, to be the king. He was a king. The cow stayed on here. in this kunj called Surabhi Kunj. Now from here, this place Bhaktivinoda Thakur started is Namahatta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has compiled a book called Godrum Kalpatavi that has the complete complex concept of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which talks about the Namahatta preaching. So tonight, after evening arati, we'd like to hear more about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's idea regarding Namahatta program, Namahatta preaching. Bhadracharu here? So Bhadracharu Prabhu will be reading from Godrum Kalpatavi, parts of the Godrum Kalpatavi. And the Namahatta devotees also will be singing some more beautiful songs. Namahatta Sangha. Like their songs?
Yeah.
So come with your tapered corners when you come tonight. And are there any other devotees who are working with Namahattas in Western countries? Namahatta in England? Govinda Vashya from? You have some connection with Namahattas in Birmingham area? You just started. So maybe you could also say something tonight, just a little bit. Namahatta in England, I think it's big. There's a Namahatta magazine also. No, I'm not finished. Let me. Who else works with Namahattas in other parts of the world, in America? Anyone from America here? Who? Malaysia. Is Namahatta in Malaysia, Maharaj? Huh? No, there is. So, could you say something? Huh? Bhakti Brajendra Swami Maharaj will also speak tonight. Talk about Namahatta. So that's Bhadracharu, Govinda Bhashya, Bhakti, Bhajanandan Swami Maharaj. Who else? Someone has hand up. Yes?
South America.
Yes, what?
Argentina.
Argentina. You come from there? So you will say something about Namahatta preaching in Argentina? Okay. Like that. So there's going to be arati and then some nice bhajans by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about Namahatta. Even the topic of the song is Namahatta. And then some of these Maharajas and Prabhus will make presentation. Now, this morning we announced the Sankirtan or book distribution presentation or seminar. We are postponing that. We are planning that for tomorrow evening. Is Praladanand Maharaj here?
Yes.
Is that okay? Right. Now, that whole seminar presentation is being coordinated by Praladanand Maharaj and assisted by Payonidhi Prabhu. Is Mother Jadurani going to be part of the presentation? And Mother Jadurani also is going to be there to talk of her experience of book distribution. Anyway, the whole presentation is being worked out. That will be for tomorrow evening. So all those big book distributors, we want them present with their old realizations. Don't be miserly, don't hide anything. Just share it, be magnanimous. Don't think by sharing your realization someone else will become expert book distributor and he will defeat you next marathon. Don't maintain such fear. Lord will give you some more ideas. more realizations. You will never be the loser by sharing realizations. So that will be for tomorrow evening. So now we go to our residence, which is not how? 5 to 10 minutes walk from here to the hospital. And that's it. That's it for the day. And Madhyadvip, you could see as we were hearing today, the path that we are following is the same path that Nityanand Prabhu has walked with Jiva Goswami and other exalted personalities. So Nityanand Prabhu took Jiva Goswami from Surabhi Kunj to Madhyadvip. So that is next island. That's a third island. So we'll go there tomorrow on the way to Navadvip town. Navadvip town is in Koladvip. So from Godrumdvip, we go to Madhyadvip. That is tomorrow. And that is on the way to Koladvip. And that is Navadvip town. Okay?
Hare Krishna. Sorry. prepared to receive our own assembled body so that I can at least speak to you of Viraja Namaka. Actually, the holy name of Krishna is transcendental. Similarly, the marketplace of the holy name of Krishna is also transcendental. So the transcendental subject matter cannot be spoken to the material senses. But if somebody is speaking, just to be understood that he has got or he is, he must be the devotee. Anyway, although Namaskar is not a new name, everyone knows what is the meaning of this Namaskar. Nam means the holy name, the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And Hatha means the marketplace. The marketplace of the holy name. And this Nam Hatha was if they want to use Punjabi Haya in some of the places. Also, it is sung of Sri Ratan Das Thakur. There is a very big song called Srihasta Patan. So in that song, Sri Ratan Das Thakur is explaining how Lord Nityananda has established this transcendental marketplace of the holy name and the different posts and different devotees they have accepted the different posts. That is available in Srihasta Patan of Sri Ratan Das Thakur. Later on, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has introduced this Namaskar system, Namaskar preaching. And from the different authoritative books and magazines, we can understand that during the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there were more than 500 Namaskar sadhus. And most of the addresses are also available. And some of the addresses you can get in a book for Dodo Kalpatavi, which we have got with us. But anyway, I'm not an educated man. My English is very, very bad. So I will not try to speak on my own. I will just quote few quotations about this Namaka. So here are some quotations. Let me translate a statement of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Sarabhava. He's mentioning about Namaha. There he's telling this is very appropriate time and appropriate place to actually quote this verse. Navadi Parikrama Yatra Sikra Sambhava Suru Prayana Chesta Karo. That means Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada is requesting everyone that please start this Navadi Mandal Parikrama as soon as possible. And these activities will bestow the love of Krishna to everyone. Siddha Mayapur, Sevakara, Chastakuram, please try to serve Siddha Mayapur. Evantar, Sai Pratishtha, Kalpe, Prayaskuram. And try to have permanent establishment to serve Mayapurna. Dine dine jade taar sui ya samdhati vrithipa sui disa yatranar ho. Please be careful so that the beauty and the prosperity of Mayapurna will be increasing more and more. Mudran kendra thapadana thapankare That means by establishing different interests, Bhakti Mulak Shastra will return for it and distributing the transcendental literatures and around Namahatya prayas for it, Pratyek Sundar Bhai Siddhan Mayapurek Siddhan Pratyekaya. And by establishing the Namahatya, everyone can serve this Mayapurek Dharam in a very nice way. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining, first is requesting to start this Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. And you can see how the other Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj has taken up the duty given by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Yes, Sunanto.
And allowing us to
minister
the grace of this Parikrama also. And he said that everyone can do, everyone can render this service to Mayapur Dham by three ways. By preaching books, by distributing books, and by establishing the Namahatya. In this way, we can serve this Mayapur Dham. And he said, Ami Japan Ari Sarire Bhatman Thakura, when I will not be present in this material world, in my physical body, physically, then also you can do this service to my Lord. And this is the only desire of my heart. And everyone should try to perform this duty with full care. So another quote I'm quoting from Srila Bhakti of Thakur. আমরা আশা করছি যে উই হোপ ইংলিশ হরে কৃষ্ণ মিল কিচ রিভার্স ওয়ান আফটার নাদার গ্রোড
Those who are here, they should not go.
Those who are here, they can go ahead.
Yeah. Those who are sleeping, want to sleep.
So Srila Bhakti Mohan Thakur is explaining in one of his words. We are hoping that the movement of Namahatya in the very near future will grow to a massive effect. This novel material that is now being introduced into the line of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will become far reaching and ultimately hoist high the victory flag, Jaya Pataka of the Lord. So, similar statement, is there a Rama Asa Kottide? So, Bhakti Mohan Thakur is explaining that we are hoping that Namahatya Visavatthu Sarvapaham Pratyaka Sestra এবং সর্বাপেক্ষা উপযোগী ও প্রয়োজনীয় বিষয়বস্তুতে রূপান্তরিত হবে। This Namahatya preaching will serve into the best preaching method and mostly useful and most practical. Very soon. So, Bhakti Mohan Thakur is hoping, in general, I will hope that very soon this Namahatya will turn into the best method of preaching. Sarvapam Pratyaka Sestra. For Sarvapekha Upajogi and most useful. For Prayojaniya Visavastu Rupantarita Hove. And will become the most practical preaching. Srimad Gauranga Sampradaya, je samasta mithya pradati pravesh kareche, whatever misunderstanding has entered into the Sampradaya of Gauranga, Kutaran. That will be eradicated very soon. And finally, the victory flag of the holy name will be hoisting high all over the world. So, Bhakti Mohan Thakur ki, Hare Krishna Namahatya ki, there are some other fantastic statements by Sri Bhakti Mohan Thakur. Nishtha Tarpal Hare Jaya Naam Prachar Karivaya. Those will be choosing the holy name without a material motivation. That is the holy name. They will be worshipped everywhere. and the light of the one man will be destroying the darkness of the bad body very soon. That is not our way. And we hope that the subject matter of this Manamata will become a massive affair very soon. And you know, the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a prediction that the people from all over the world will be chanting the holy name of Krishna and chanting the name of Jai Bhaktivinoda and Gaurahari like this. And he was telling in conclusion, the whole idea of pure devotee, the religion of the Vaishnava Dharma preached by Lord Gauranga is the greatest wealth of the living entity of this universe. The so-called religion, whatever religions are spreading now all over the world, is faulty and incomplete. All other religions except this Gauranga. And that time has come that all these so-called religions will be hiding inside the cave, and the real absolute religion will be spreading all over the world. And that happy time has come for us. Now, everyone should be determined and try to nourish this Namahatra. These are some of the statements of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in this Gautama Kalpataki, I request everyone to collect all of these books. These books are available with us. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining here the different currencies and also the different costs of this marketplace of the holy man. That is, saleskeeper, treasurer, record keeper or accountant, noticing party, currency examiner, sales agent or broker, one who weighs out the goods, director, ordinary peer or dealer, empower dealer, purchaser or customer, and what are the materials to be purchased. Is there in the holy name? Then the holy name related to the last form, the holy name related to the last qualities, the holy name related to the last pastimes, the holy name imbued with the full potency of all sentient and emotions in pure devotion. And what are the currencies? I'm just explaining what is there in this book. This will be the basic currency, the descriptions of the sentient currency. First is Shraddha. That is compared to Paisa, by which the name can be purchased. Second is Nishtha, steady devotion, compared to Dhuvana, or 1/8 silver coin, by which the name related to the Lord cost can be purchased. Third is Ruchi, the taste for the name, compared to Purana, or 1/4 silver coin, by which the name related to the Lord's forms and qualities can be purchased. The fourth is Asati, attachment, compared to half silver coin, by which the name related to the Lord's forms, qualities and pastimes can be purchased. Hava or Rati, preliminary ecstatic love of God. Then sixth is Prema, pure love of God. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining the three kinds of branches of the greater marketplace of the holy man. That is Panyavitika or Bhaja, Vipani or Dukan, store or shop. Then Prada Vipani or Pahari, traveling peddler or salesman. Some of the details he is giving here, the Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself is the holy name, and the holy name market has arrived at Sri Navadvip Dham by His Godless Mercy. And Sri Advaita Prabhu is in charge in Navadvip. The second branch is at Braja Dham, under the control of the Rupa Nityananda Goswami. The third branch is at Purushottam Kshetra, where Sri Guru Paramahansa Nityananda Raya is in charge. So this is how he is explaining the different plans and the incharges of the different plans. Then, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining the qualifications and disqualifications of the Ramakrishna preachers. So who are qualified and who are not qualified. So as far as the qualifications are concerned, he is explaining whether Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Asudra, or Lord, or whether Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Grihastha, or Vanaprastha, if anyone has pure devotion, he can become an employee of the Ramakrishna and take off any of these four. Then disqualification. This person materially engrossed, lazy, selfish, irreligious, devoid of enthusiasm, atheistic, desirous of obtaining mukti, eager to do material welfare work, changing to dry mental speculation, argumentative, ambitious for material prestige, controlled by limitation, illusion, anger, greed, intoxication, those who are cheated, liars, envy the religion, illusions by material learning and material culture are disqualified from becoming employees of the Ramakrishna. So this is how it has played in more detail afterwards. Then the Atar Brahma of practice and behavior. We can write here how the teachers should take food at Asaram, how they should behave, how they should walk, how they should go one village to another village. All these different details is explained in this book. It also explaining the duties of the different post holders like Jharudar, Vassarman. Jharudar means the person who sleeper. Actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the sleeper and is explaining what is the duty of the sleeper in Namata. He is also explaining what is the duty of the waterman. He is explaining what is the duty of the tailor. So all the details we can see are given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the silent dharma pravada we are doing in Iskcon, actually we are following, we are simply following the footsteps of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the other previous acharyas like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. And here in your book, this is known as Iskcon Srisri Harikrishna Ramavata Rama and Kailas. So you must be wondering where is this Rama. Actually this is not the son of King Dasaratha. This Rama is R-A-M-A. R means root, A means ends, M means ether, and A means administration. Rama. Roots, ends, methods and administration and Kailas. So this book is compiled by a group of devotees like Vijayanaya Jayapataka Swami, Vijayanaya Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj, like this. And here all the details, how we are preaching Ramavata, the different financial system, the management, and of course in the beginning, it is explained the name, history, heritage, and ends, objects, methods and means, the structure of organization, then the membership, different type of membership, the classifications of the different Nama Sangha, like Sangha, Kendra and Tempo, then the duties of chapter Nama group, then the classifications of service group, the organization of the Nama administration, and duties of the different officers, finances and seats, different things actually. If somebody wants to do a PhD, what can do in this Namata? If somebody wants to call a doctorate degree, what can do with you is no problem with it. So all the things to be learned. Because this book is mainly compiled by seeing the different situations, by considering the different situations of India, especially the Eastern India. There is Bengal, Assam, Bihar, and Orissa like that. And presently I can tell you how we are preaching. Now, as far as the Bhakti Yoga Thakur is concerned, the organization of chant is given here, that first of all, we do Sadha Kuti. Sadha Kuti means one family, they will be chanting, offering Bhava, and reading Bhagavad Gita like this. And in this way, in one village, if there will be 3 to 4 families, then they can form one Sangha. So when there will be 4 Sanghas in one area, they will form one Upachakra. And when there will be 12 Sanghas, they will form one Chakra. And 36 Sanghas will form one Mahachakra. 108 Sanghas will form one Mala. 432 Sanghas will form a Mandal. And 1,296 Sanghas will form a Mahamandal. And 3,888 Sanghas will form a Karanga. And 11,664 Sanghas will form a flower. So I can just give you an idea. I am preaching mainly in Orissa, although I also preach in Bengal and Assam. In Orissa we have 60,000 villages, actually 58,000 villages. So that means if one flower is 11,664, so if we have flower in its plot, so if we have 5 plots or 6 plots in Orissa, the whole Orissa will be overflowing in the Allama Pada. So that is our model actually. But so far, we have established up to the Mala point. That means we have 108 Sanghas in one area. So all total in Assam, Bengal and Orissa, we have 1,692 Sanghas so far. We have about 1,700 Sanghas. And about 7 to 10,000 people are involved in this preaching program. And about 200 people are initiated, just like they are also following the same standards, like following the principles, chanting 16 rounds, and taking the different responsibilities. And of course in our society, Eastern society, we are starting from the Brahmin culture. There is, in order to become a member of this society, one has to be a Brahmana, at least one has to follow the principles, and chant 16 rounds, and follow all other things like the follow this time. But whereas this Namahatra is something like a Varnashrama system. The grammatical standard of people are there, those who are chanting, sitting down and more than that, or going for a political group, or some of them chanting 8 rounds, some of them are chanting 4 rounds, or some of them are chanting only 1 round, some of them are going for a political principle, some are going for 3 political principles, 2 political principles, like this. But everyone is working together. And the personal guidance is of course given to the personal people. And slowly we can see that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by this mercy of Namahatra, actually very soon people are advancing in spiritual life. And you can see that in India especially, people are hungry for Krishna consciousness. And in India especially, you can see the people, they have got the religious sentiment. But unfortunately, they have got no philosophical understanding. Or those who have got some type of philosophical understanding also, they have some type of misleading, misguided philosophy like Maya philosophy, Apasampradaya, Sahajya, and like that. So when we go out and preach, we can experience this how there are different entertainments in Krishna consciousness. And so many sadhyas are there, so many different type of avatars are there, so many different type of Apasampradayas are there, and how they create lots of impediments. The caste systems are there, lot of impediments are there. So in that way, how the devotees, they become qualified and preach. So anyway, there are a lot of things to be spoken, but actually I have taken a lot of your time and maybe you will go. I won't take a lot of your time. And even to know what we are doing with your time to Mayapur, I try to understand what we are doing from our office, and also collect a book. How much is Hare Krishna? This Gautama Kalpa to me, actually this book we are selling is 16 rupees, but those who are attending this function, Navadi Mandal Parikrama, he can get his food in 11 rupees by just giving a donation of 11 rupees. And also we have this ISKCON Narvatar Anand Daira. Anyway, 25 rupees of donation you get these two books and some other pamphlets like the emblem of Narvatar and all. Hare Krishna. There is a good idea.
This Godhima, is it in English?
Yeah. This both these books are in English. The Rama and Bhairava are in English. Also the Godhima Kalpata Vidya are in English. The English translation.
And okay. If you have any of these questions, you can always come and ask us regarding Namahata.
Hare Krishna.
Office.
We have an office in Mayapur. It's a long building, ground floor.
Please visit
us. And if you have any question, or if any question will arise regarding Namahata in your mind, please do not hesitate and come to us and we will discuss. And you can also relate different ideas. And I would like to announce one thing. After this Mayapur festival, Durga Purnima festival, from 5th onwards, we have a very big Namahata tour. We have a very big Namahata tour in North Bengal. And we are also inviting devotees. If anybody wants to join us, please inform me. And you won't believe that in one month program, 20 to 25,000 people will be attending this program. 25,000 people. And nearly about 100 devotees will be with us. There will be Dhamavati, Hajan, Kirtan, Pravachan, Vina, Prasad distribution, and book distribution. You see how this Namahata preaching is the grassroots preaching of ISKCON. Actually in India, 80% villagers, they stay, 80% of the population, they stay in the villages. So the father of the nation, so-called father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, he once said that unless the mission goes to the village, no mission will be successful in India. So you can see that even Mahaprabhu says that Prati Nagarati Gramis, starting from the city, Krishna Prabhupada has already done city preaching. Now that is the 50% done. Then we will have to do the village preaching also now.